The students over at the Iowa Writers Workshop are busy helping us go through more than 5,000 stories we received from you for round 5 of our 3-minute fiction contest. And this week, we called our judge for this round, the novelist Michael Cunningham, to find out how it's going.
I've been reading the stories as a reader, not as a judge. I've been curling up with them and simply letting myself be carried away by them. And the stories that stand out are the stories that thrill me as a reader, not as someone passing judgment, but simply as somebody who is looking to be provoked, entertained, swept away.
Tune in tomorrow to hear more of my conversation with Michael Cunningham and hear some of your stories that have captured his eye so far. The winner won't be announced for a few weeks, but in the meantime, we've posted a new batch of favorites at our website. That's npr.org/3-minute fiction. And 3-minute fiction is all spelled out with no spaces.